Jesus Christ will help you. Psalm 147, verse 3. Jesus Christ is your strength. He has done everything necessary for you to have joy in this life and forever. By choosing Him and His gospel, you are choosing eternal joy. Even when you try to do your best to make good choices, sometimes you will make mistakes. You'll do things you wish you hadn't. Everyone does. When that happens, it is easy to feel discouraged or wonder if you will ever be good enough. But there is good news, wonderful, hopeful news. Because God loves you, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who took upon Himself your sins so you can repent and keep progressing.
Eternal truths. Jesus Christ can strengthen you. He can help you change your desires, your thoughts, and your actions. When you are worried, afraid, or struggling in any way, He will comfort you. He will help you in all aspects of your life. Repentance isn't punishment for sin. It is the way the Savior frees us from sin. To repent means to change, to turn away from sin and toward God. It means to improve and receive forgiveness. This kind of change is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process.
Invitations. Repent. Turn to the Lord with a desire to improve. When you've done something wrong, honestly admit it before God and, as needed, to your bishop and anyone you may have harmed. Do your best to make things right. Rejoice in the gift to do better and be better. Even when it is not easy and takes longer than you like, never stop trying. Keep working and trusting in the Lord. The Savior will help you every step of the way.
Promised blessings. Jesus Christ will forgive and heal you as you repent. He will replace your guilt with peace and joy. He will remember your sins no more. In His strength, your desire to keep His commandments will increase. He will change your heart and your life. Little by little, you will grow and become more like Him. Your covenant connection with Him will bring you greater access to His power.
Questions and answers. How do I know if God has forgiven me? God promises He will forgive those who repent. When you feel comfort from the Spirit, you can know that the Savior's atoning power is working in your life.
When do I need the help of the bishop to repent? Your bishop holds priesthood keys and spiritual gifts to help you repent. You can seek his help and counsel at any time. If you have made serious mistakes, such as breaking the law of chastity, meet with your bishop. He won't condemn you. He is a representative of Jesus Christ and will help you know how to fully repent and receive the Savior's healing and strengthening power.
I'm trying to repent, but I keep making the same mistakes. What should I do now? It takes time to develop good habits and break bad ones. So don't give up. Turn towards Christ. His grace is sufficient. Try again. You are never alone in your efforts to progress. Jesus Christ is always with you.
See Enos, chapter 1, verse 6. Guilt can be swept away. Mosiah, chapter 4, verse 3. Through the Holy Ghost, God lets you know you are forgiven. Mosiah, chapter 26, verse 30. The Savior forgives as often as we repent. Ether, chapter 12, verse 27. The Savior's grace can make weak things strong. Moroni, chapter 6, verse 8. Those who repent are forgiven. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 32. Be perfected in Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 32. The Lord forgives those who repent. Section 58, verses 42 and 43. Repentance includes confessing and forsaking sin.
Temple Recommend Questions. Do you have faith in and a testimony of God, the Eternal Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost? Do you have a testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ and of His role as your Savior and Redeemer?